This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah instructs for establishment of well-equipped burn treatment centers in all 7 provinces. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges precautions as many parts of the country are experiencing rainfall. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha says discussions on the draft of Media Council Bill and Mass Media Bill have progressed. And at least 28 people killed and 25 critically injured after fire engulfs a bar in Bangkok. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has instructed to immediately forward the plan for the establishment of a well-equipped burn treatment center in all 7 provinces. During the treatment with vice chancellors of various health science institutes convened at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, Prime Minister Shah issued directives to forward the necessary plan to upgrade burn wards in major government hospitals. He suggested necessary cooperation between the Federation, provinces and concerned health institutes to ensure arrangements for quality treatment services to burn patients with critical injuries on time, stating that quality, effective and citizen-friendly health services is on top priority of the government. The Prime Minister drew the attention of the bodies concerned towards cleanliness, improvement in service delivery, use of digital technology and effective implementation of good governance in hospitals. Many parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, are experiencing rainfall today. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, it has been raining in most parts of all provinces except Sudur Paschim and Karnali provinces, where it has been raining in a few places. Some of the areas have received heavy to very heavy rain, while some areas have received moderate rain, said the department's senior meteorologist, Meen Kumar Aryal. He urged everyone to take necessary precautions as the rain will increase further tonight. Meanwhile, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast flash floods in small rivers for the next 3 days due to heavy to very heavy rain. 2 persons have died after being buried in a landslide in Kalikot this afternoon. According to the District Police Office Kalikot, the deceased have been identified as 46-year-old Mandir Saud and 76-year-old Lal Bahadur Saud of Sanni Triveni Rural Municipality 6. District Police Office Chief Him Bahadur Khatri said the landslide buried them at 1:30 p.m. when they were at a water mill to grind wheat. They died on the spot in the incident. The Department of Passports have started passport services today through the new passport production and management system. The department under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has completed the country's largest data migration in history and started operating passport services. The department has said that passport details of about 10 million Nepali citizens have been safely transferred to the new system. After implementing such a large-scale information technology system, it is natural to see some technical challenges, system slowness and minor delays in passport issuance in the initial days, according to the department. Arjun Ghimire has been appointed as the chairperson of the Nepal Telecommunications Authority and Umesh Shrestha as the chair of Press Council Nepal. They were appointed as per the decision of the Council of Ministers on the 8th of July. The newly appointed chairs received the appointment letters from Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha today. After presenting the appointment letters, Communications Minister Dr. Timmal Sinha congratulated the newly appointed chairs of both the organizations who were selected through a competitive process and directed them to work in a result-oriented manner. He stated that all laws are being revised and informed that discussions on the draft of the Media Council Bill and the Mass Media Bill have already progressed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हर एक दिन को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट मसाज कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस सबै यसबाट आउँदै पाउनुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The 213th birth anniversary of the pioneer poet of Nepali literature, Bhanubhakta Acharya, has been celebrated today by organizing a variety of programs across the country and abroad. Born at Chudi Ramkha in Tanahu district, the first Nepali poet contributed immensely to uniting the country through language, literature and culture by offering various creations. Among many noble creations, Bhanubhakta is revered for his Nepali translation of the Ramayana, a Hindu scripture originally written in the Sanskrit language. On the occasion of his birth anniversary, various organizations working in language, literature and culture organized various programs. In a program organized at Nepal Academy, literateurs Maheshwar Sharma and Dr. Anna M. Steer were honored by giving a chariot ride for their contribution to the field of Nepali literature. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. A huge fire tore through a bar in Bangkok late on Sunday, killing at least 28 people and leaving 25 critically injured. The BBC cited eyewitnesses as saying the blaze started near the stage of the bar in the popular Chatuchak district, then spread rapidly, cutting power and engulfing the room with smoke. Footage posted online shows panicked customers screaming as they fled, some with their clothes on fire through the flame-enveloped front door of Rongbirna Lat Phrao. Firefighters, who arrived at the scene just after midnight, quickly extinguished the fire. They found the bodies of most of the victims in a bathroom where they had apparently sought shelter. Authorities have promised a thorough investigation. At least 51 people have died and more than a million affected by heavy rainfall in Bangladesh in recent days. According to the BBC, thousands have lost their homes as flash floods and landslides hit large parts of the country, including the capital Dhaka. More than half the deaths so far have occurred in Cox's Bazar, home to a large Rohingya refugee population. Last week, several students and a teacher were killed in that district when flood waters swept through their school. The heavy rain began more than a week ago, and as it intensified in recent days, authorities issued warnings about floods and landslides, evacuated families in high-risk areas, and postponed student exams. Thousands of people are now living in government shelters. As of Sunday, more than 1 million people have been affected by the rain, according to authorities. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in Koshima, this Bagmati Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and generally cloudy in the Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the Himalayan region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan region of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall at many places in the Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province and at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi and Bagmati provinces and heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah instructs for establishment of well-equipped burn treatment centers in all 7 provinces. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges precautions as many parts of the country are experiencing rainfall. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha says discussions on the draft of Media Council Bill and Mass Media Bill have progressed. And at least 28 people killed and 25 critically injured after fire engulfs a bar in Bangkok. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.